الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this lecture, which is titled by the story of Hajj on the ancient and from the Eid. We begin from where it says the story of the ancient house. This house, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا. Verily the first house ever designated for people is the one in Bakka, which is Mecca. Mubarakan, blessed. It is the first house on the earth. And this house, as the ulama say on different opinions, some of them say that it was built by the angels, was built by Adam alayhi salam, but definitely it was built before Ibrahim alayhi salam, because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ. It means, and verily we have assigned the place of the ancient house for Ibrahim. وَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ, and Allah Ta'ala said also in the other ayah, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam has raised the house up on the foundation which he found, as in the first ayah, Bawa'na Ibrahim. It was said that when the flood of Noah alayhi salam covered the whole earth, at that time this ancient house disappeared except for the foundations. And it was like that up until the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he again built the rebuilt the house. For the believers to come and worship the Lord in that house that He, the Lord Allah Ta'ala the Almighty, commanded them. So now, by that time, the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was then already found But before that, Allah Ta'ala decreed that the that Ibrahim alayhi salam who struggled against the shirk of his people and the and the land where he was from, which is to be called Babel, which used to be called Babel. And Babel is known today by Iraq. At that time left Babel, which is Iraq, along with his wife Sarah, which was his cousin, and his nephew Lut alayhi salam. These were the only three persons who were Abul Iman, Abul Islam, and the rest of the people were Abu Kufr. His people in Babel, they used to worship the idols. And then, when he could not make them change their mind to worship Allah alone, when they did not want to believe or be convinced, then at that time Allah Ta'ala permitted Ibrahim to migrate, and Allah Ta'ala commanded him to migrate to Ash-Sham, which is Damascus. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, along with his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot, they moved from Iraq going to Ash-Sham. And of course they have to cut to go across Egypt. So they went across Egypt, and at that time Egypt had a king that had a bad habit, which was that he takes whosoever woman is beautiful. And if she has affected by force, she has sent to Ibrahim saying, send me this woman. Ibrahim told Sarah that there is no way other than doing what he wants, otherwise he's going to kill us all. Ibrahim wasn't afraid of being killed, but just because he had a message, wants to convey it. So he left Babel going toward Ash-Sham, Damascus. But unfortunately, when they passed by, when they crossed Egypt, this king of Egypt had his own spies. So they told him about how beautiful is Sarah, because she used to be upon half of the beauty that is distributed on the people. Sarah went to the palace of that Gibeon king, and that king tried to touch her, but Allah Ta'ala protected her by paralyzing him, and she asked Allah to release him. On the last time he did again wanted to touch her, but Allah Ta'ala protected by paralyzing him. For 3 times he tried or more, and then he called his people and said, look, give her a she slave to serve her, and give her silver, gold, everything. Let them go from my land. Let them go out of my land. Ibrahim alayhi salam stood asking Allah Ta'ala to survive and protect his wife and cousin Sarah. So alhamdulillah, she came while we were standing praying for her protection. When Ibrahim, Sarah, and this new female slave, which was Hajar, alayhi salam, and Lot, they all moved to Ash-Sham. When Ibrahim arrived to Ash-Sham, he found people worshipping the sun for one time, the moon for another time, and the stars. And then he gave me the practical proof that these all are not gods. Now, when Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Sham, Damascus, he found them worshipping the stars. And he warned them from that, but they didn't listen. Ibrahim alayhi salam enjoyed Hajar, and Hajar became pregnant, and she gave birth of this boy Ismail. It was the first boy for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it was when he was around 90 years old. But when they did not accept from him his da'wah, he began offering the da'wah to anybody he sees. At that time, Hajar got pregnant of Ismail alayhi salam, and she gave birth of Ismail. Sarah felt jealous of that, and she said to Ibrahim, "Take her away from my vision. I don't want to see her." So the command from Allah Ta'ala came to Ibrahim to take his son Ismail, the mother of his son Hajar, to a place that we never knew. It was only rock and mountains and no living existence. No animals, no trees, no birds, no human. After that, after he came to this place which used to be called Faran, the mountains of Faran, they were only mountains and rocks and nothing else, no agriculture, nothing. As Allah Ta'ala said, Barbaim, when he said, "Rabbi inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram." Oh my Lord, I settled some of my family to live, to stay and live in a valley which has no any agriculture. and he left that woman and her newborn baby. When he turned back to Damascus, she followed him, and for 3 times she asked him, "To whom you leave us?" But he did not answer, nothing. And when he was on Saniyat al-Hujun, it's a small hill to the northeast of Mecca, just very close to the Haram, to the Masjid al-Haram. She grabbed him and she said, "Ibrahim, is it Allah who commanded you to do so?" He said, then he spoke, then he said, "Yes." She said, "Then Allah will let us go after it." And the time gone, and Allah Ta'ala decreed that the dome of Ma'rib in Yemen to collapse. And it collapsed, and all were destroyed, the towns around it. In one of his journeys, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when his son grown up, he told him, "My son, my Lord commanded me to build up a house for him here in this place. Would you help me?" Ismail said, "Yes, father, you will only find me a very helpful and very grateful boy for of you." Ibrahim alayhi salam continued his journey back to Damascus. In the second time when he came, he said, "Oh my son, I saw in the dream that I slaughtered you." So in the first one, he said, "Oh son, I saw in the dream that you are Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam built up the Kaaba. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَرْفَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدُ مِنْ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ. They built the masjid house, and then Allah Ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to call in that valley. Ibrahim called. Ibrahim said, "Oh, Lord, to which distance my sound may reach." Allah Ta'ala said to Ibrahim, "Oh Ibrahim, you call, this is your duty. And our duty is to convey this call to every mankind going to be going to be delivered." But Ibrahim alayhi salam took his son to slaughter, Ibrahim knew that this is from them. And he took 7 stones and threw him. Now, there is benefit from this lesson. These are many lessons. Many lessons in this portion of the story of the Hajj and the ancient house. And here we'll stop. And I want from every one of you, please, to send me to the email, and for all the benefits from the first part of the story of Hajj and Ancient House, and inshallah ta'ala we're going to continue on the coming days. May Allah ta'ala bless us all, and may Allah ta'ala protect us from desires, and inshallah ta'ala we're going to take questions. If you have any questions, inshallah ta'ala you raise your hand and admins will handle that one by one to allow them sending their questions. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.